This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
And it's time now for our morning munch. And on the line from Cherry Street Mission Ministries, we have Nikki Morey. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
All right. Well, hey, we're so thankful that you, folks from the Cherry Street Mission Ministries have been joining us all week to bring us our morning munch. And you've got it this morning. So go ahead. And let's hear what you got.
All righty. So since it's the end of the week, I'm sure I'm repeating what other people have already told you, that we try for a month to follow a similar lesson throughout all of the month so that we're all kind of talking about the same thing and focusing on one little bit of scripture. And this month's little bit of scripture is Jeremiah 1, verse 5, and it talks about, I was formed in the womb, and God has known me all along. And so what does that mean? It means that I am as I was supposed to be. And so I was thinking about, if you gave me a pile of index cards with different words written on each of the index cards and asked me to alphabetize each of those index cards, I'd absolutely be able to do it. Most of us would be able to do it. You finished grade school, you can sing the alphabet song, and you can do it. And so I can do this. And, you know, God has said that he formed me in the womb, and he made me as I am. But how do I be a person of God? Because it's one thing to say, I'm a person of God, but it's a whole different thing to be a person of God. So as I'm alphabetizing those index cards, you know, yeah, I know B comes after A, but sometimes we all do it. When you're alphabetizing, you kind of have to be like H-I-J-K. You kind of have to like say the letters to yourself, X, Y, Z, just to make sure that you're doing it right. And so, you know, God claimed me as his own and appointed me as his own and set me apart before I even drew my first breath. And he made it so simple for me to be a person of God and not just say I'm a person of God, because he gave me the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments allow me to be like a person who knows the alphabet, but sometimes needs to have that reminder. And the Ten Commandments are so simple, right? It's so simple. The first five are about my relationship with God, and 5 through 10 or 6 through 10 are about my relationship with other people. And so, like, just like I'm trying to do and be and live my life and say I'm a Christian, I have to be able to remember that God has made me his own from the very beginning. And that is what being a man or woman of God and a man or woman for God is the difference, that we know it, and then when we live it, we have our little things that help us remember. So I just am going to ask you to join me in prayer.
All right.
And this is a prayer for the Ten Commandments, right? Dear Lord, and my heart and of my life, I ask you to help me keep you first in my life. And I'm going to pledge to keep you first in my life. And I'm not going to have anything else ahead of you. I'm only going to speak good things in your name. I'm only going to use your name to exalt you. I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to keep the Sabbath day holy. I'm going to honor my elders, and I'm going to honor my parents, and I'm going to honor people of wisdom that you've brought into my life. I'm going to protect all life, and I am going to protect those who have a different life than mine. Their life is just as valuable as mine. I'm going to be faithful to those that I love, and I'm going to faithfully love them. I'm going to be generous with everything that you've given me, Father, and with all of my time and all of my things that you have blessed me with, I'm going to be generous with those things. And I'm always going to speak your truth, Lord. And I'm always going to speak the truth, Lord. And I know that you're going to help me see those opportunities that I can speak your truth. And I'm going to celebrate the beauty of others. And I'm going to celebrate everything that they have good going in their life because you created them too. And I'm going to celebrate the good stuff in their life because you made good stuff in my life and you made good stuff in their life. And together we're going to exalt and glorify you, Lord. I love you. I adore you, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for bringing bringing me into your fold and calling out my name before I even was born. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Nikki Maury from Cherry Street Mission Ministries bringing us our morning devotional, the Morning Munch this morning. Thank you, Nikki. Well, Nikki, tell us about what you do at Cherry Street Mission and what Cherry Street Mission does.
Sure. I am the vice president of development, so that means I worry a lot about how do we do what we say we're doing, and or how do we tell people what we're doing. A lot of times people think of Cherry Street Mission Ministries as a simple bed and a couple meals, but man, there is so much more than all of that. So much more. If you ever want to come in for get your socks blown off, you need to come in and do some volunteer time or take a tour, because there's so much more to anybody's life of poverty. As they are experiencing poverty, it's not just a meal and it's not just a bed. It's so many other things that have gone into play for somebody to be experiencing extreme poverty and experiencing homelessness and the loss of hope. So we get to be in this really cool space that we get to talk about the gospel and share our personal relationship with Christ with others as they are working their way towards an independent life. So it's really great.
All right, Nikki, and if people are in need of help, what do they need to do if they would need your services?
Yeah. You know what? If you need help now, come now. It doesn't matter. We're open 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. So if it's the middle of the night and you are in a bad situation, you come now because our doors are always open. We are about the only place that is has even all through the pandemic accepting new people. We follow a little protocol to make sure everybody's safe, and we make sure that we're keeping the new guests safe and we're keeping the new guests safe from other people. So while we wait for a COVID test results to come back, and so if anybody needs help, give us a call or stop by and we'll have a conversation with you and meet you where you're at. Because not everybody that needs help needs to stay with us either. So you can give us a call and we can try to help point you in a better direction if it's not us. And if it is us, we're going to do our best to get you where you want to go.
Talking with Nikki Maury of Cherry Street Mission Ministries, thank you so much for what you guys do. And if people need more information, do you have a website?
Absolutely. Cherry Street Mission, all spelled out, .org. You can also give us a call, 419-214. I just blanked out.
I do that all the time. I can relate.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I just forgot our telephone number. So you can go to the website. You can find out what our telephone number is.
Would it be 241-3007?
That's it.
All right. 419-214-3007.
There you go.
And, where are you guys located at? Where's your main building?
Yeah. Well, if you need help, you can go to the men's building. That's the corner of 17th and Monroe Street. You can go to the women's building. That's over on Delaware. And Collingwood, And if you come during the day, you can come to the Life Revitalization Center, and that is on Monroe Street between 15th Street and 16th Street. And we're on all the bus routes, so if you need help, you can access us at any point in time, and you can use public transportation to get there.
All right. Thank you, Nikki, and we'll talk with somebody again tomorrow. Bring us the morning lunch for Friday.
Actually, you'll be talking to me tomorrow. Oh, you get a twofer.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll talk to Nikki tomorrow. Thank you, Nikki.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. It is 7:40 on Yes FM.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.